Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing the previous shir. We established the Yisod, and we answered a very big kasha with the Yisod, and that is that there's two types of rov. There's a rov where the whole din is miyusad ala rov, you can never know for sure, and that we follow even by Akum. And then there's a rov that only in this particular instance it's a rov, but it's not always a rov. So in the Torah's Kohanim, in Parashas Emor, Parashas at the Aleph, Alech Adalit, it says there that Ilukena Yisiyom Ruman Bia Biyadua Af Aviv Biyadua Aviv Chazaka Minala Tamad Lomar Ula Aviv. It would have been so, would have said, you have to know your mother, just like you have to know your mother, you have to know it's your father. How do you know your father if he's a Chazaka? Tamad Lomar Ula Aviv, even an Aviv Chazaka. What's Pshat? So the Rashba explains in the Tshuva, Chelek Aleph, Simchav Zayin, that the Havamina is that your father, since you only know he's your father, Alpi Rov, a Kohen doesn't become Tamei to him at all. Because we never have an instance of a father that you know is your father, so maybe you don't become Tamei to your father. So therefore you need a special Pasuk to tell you that you can become Tamei to your father. Otherwise you would think you don't have to become Tamei to your father. You're not allowed to become Tamei to your father for your Kohen, because it's only Alpi Rov. So L'chor, we have to understand. It says in the Pasuk, Lo Yitama, and there in Taras Kohanim, Malachi Yud Gimel, it says, Mitami ala vaday, v'ena mitami ala safik. They only become tami to a vaday and not to a safik. And the Menuka Yosef said, why do we need a pasuk to tell you that you're not mitami to a safik? Safik nafil, safik b'no. Like a Kohanis in Yisraelis that gave birth in the same place. And then the Vladas were misarev, and you don't know which is yours. So in such an instance, The Kohen's not metamek, is only a suffik. So why do you need to come on to this pasuk of lo yitame al suffik? Just say that it's a suffik d'oraisa l'chumra. Answers the Minchas Chinuch, because the nafkamina is that a rov is ineffective. That we learned that by the heter of Tumas Kohanim, you need a rov, like we saw in the Rush in the previous shir. That some dinim, you need to have a din vada, and a rov doesn't help. For example, if the child died within 30 days, there's a rov. The Gemara says in Shabbos, Kuflam Vav, there's a rov that the child's not an Eifel, but still, the father, who's a Kohen, still doesn't become Tamei to such a child, because he's only becoming Tamei to a Vadai. So you write, there's a rov that he's not an Eifel. And Alpi that rov, the father is allowed to become Tamei to him. However, since there's a miut that he is an Eifel, so the father is not allowed to become Tamei to him. And so writes the Rush, that he only becomes Tamei to Kohanim if we know that it's not an Eifel. If he died either after 30 days or Kol Lochadashiv. And so too in Shulchan Aruch, Yerodeya, Shinayin Gimel, Sif Dalit. So you see that the father is now allowed to become Tamei, even when there's a rov that he should become Tamei, that the child was a viable child. But nevertheless, since it's not a Vadai, it's only a rov, you're not samech on the rov. So that's why we don't say that sveika d'oraisa l'chumra. We don't say sveika d'oraisa l'chumra, and we need a pasuk to tell you that he's not metamei on the vada, that he's not metamei on a safek. Even though you think that l'd'oraisa, you follow the safek. You should be machmir that he's not allowed to become tame. But the chiddush is that not only where it's a suffix he's not going to become tame, even where you have a rov, the kohen's still not allowed to become tame, because it needs to be a vade that he's allowed to become tame. But based on that, we have a question. The Torah says you become tame to your father. The person becomes tame to his father. The father is only a rov. So the teretz, of course, is, like we said, that by a father there's no suffix at all. Even if Klapei Shemaya Galia, that he's not one's father, it doesn't bother us. Because we're just following the rov. That's the whole dinas miyusad ala rov. He can only be your father, alts rov. Yeah, there's not a shayla, you follow the rov. Whereas if it's a suffix nefil, there the whole din is not miyusad ala rov. When it comes to the din of becoming tamei meis, and there's a suffix if it was viable or not viable, there we're not. There are cases where you know that it was a viable child. So that's just the mikra that in here that the person has a rov. But it's not. There's not always going to be a. You're not always going to have to resort to the rov. Since you don't always have to resort to the rov, there's no. You don't follow such a rov. That's not a strong enough rov. When do you follow a rov? You do follow a rov where it's one's father. That rov we always follow. That's not we don't say that that's a rov that you don't follow. Like the Menchas Chinuch says, you don't follow a rov when it comes to Tumas Kohanim. Because this is an absolute rov. This is the whole Dinas Meyusadala rov. There's no questions. In the Tshuvas HaRashban, Chelek Aleph, Simen Chav Zayin, he brings the kash of the Shoel, B'divrei HaTorah Kohanim, that we mentioned, that if not for the Pasuk of La'aviv, I would have thought that since he's only your father, Mikoch Din Rov, one is not Mitame to him, because maybe he's not his father. So Frek, the Shoel, the Man of Shachik, could become Tame to this man, who he's not sure whether or not he's his father. Why? Because you have a man who's married to one's mother, and then he dies. So now you have on your side, you have a beautiful Maman of Shach. What's the Maman of Shach? Maman of Shach. Either he's his father. And let's say he's not his father, then he's a mamzer. This is Bachal's not his father, he's not even a Kohen. He's just a regular mamzer. He's not b'chalal a kohen. He's a different father. If it's his father, he can become tamei al his father. And if it's not his father, he can become tamei al just not being the son of a kohen. And for the Rashba, the tumas kohanim shiny, hoel v'chidesh bo akosav v'chiyev osam litamei lekrov maksuv meparisha dechziv lo yitama mitzvah v'chulei v'lefikach ein lechabo el chidusha. Tumas Kohanim is different. Since the Pasuk was Mechadesh, was Mechayiv them to be Metami to their relatives that are written in the parishes, it says, Lo Yitama, that it's a mitzvah to become Tame. Therefore, all you have is the its own Chiddush. You can't expand the Chiddush. Vila Nemar Imo, Velo Nemar Aviv. If it would have just said Imo and not Aviv, Ha'isiyom Redafka Imo Biyadua, for Aviv Biyadua, who de Metami Le Bal Korche, that only if you know it's your mother or father, you become Tame Bal Korche. But Aviv Chazaka Lo. And also Ima Chazaka Lo. If you don't know who this person's mother is, and then you just have a Chazaka, that it's his mother, says Karach Achareah. So then, such a thing, such a child, you would say can't become Tamei. But they have a Aviv Chazaka, Vimo Chazaka, Aviv Vimo Safek, Shem Tamei Lem. And then we would say that your parents Al Chazaka are only your parents Al Safek, that you don't become Tamei to them. Like we say Lo Yitam Al Avade Velo Al Safek, Umayata Kevin Dlin Kahuna Etc. Bekoin Vade Machzakin Le. But now, since Linyan Kahuna, you say he is a Kohen, and he's a Makrav Agabem Zbech, Lona Tame also Laviv. We're not going to tell him to become Tame to his father. And even if he comes to be Tame, Ain Shomin Lo, we only listen to him. Elal Aviv Imo Yiduim, only if you know that it's his parent. So since Lini Kahuna, you're machzik that he's a Kohen, then Lo Natami Osel Aviv, we're not going to be Matami him to his father, to this man we think is his father. And even if he comes to be Matami, we're not going to listen to him. Unless we know absolutely it's the father. I did a little bit wrong a Nigan before, but that those are the words of the Rashba. So what does the Rashba mean? I read the Rashba, but what does he mean? So when a person has a father who's a Kohen, so he's a Kohen Vaday. Because you can never say about a Kohen that this isn't his father, that he's absolutely a Kohen. Every Kohen is only a Kohen Eltz Chazaka. You never know, really know where somebody is the son of a Kohen. So you can't say this Mimon of Shach, that maybe he is a mamzer. We would say without the special pasuk, anyway he could become tummy. You don't need a special pasuk to tell you that it becomes tummy to his father, because he would become tummy to him anyway, even if you don't know he's his father, even without a pasuk, because mamon of shachet become tummy, either alts kohen or alts mamzer. The answer is alts mamzer isn't even, there's not sad like that. Kohen is a vade kohen. Because when your father is a Kohen, even if he's only Alts Chazaka, which all fathers are, you still make him a Vade Kohen, there's no question. Because the whole din of Kohuna is me, you said Al Piyarov. How do you know that anybody's anybody's father? So there's no Mamana Shach at all. All there is a Rov that says he's his father. That's what the Rashba means. Since Lenin Kahuni, he's definitely a Kohen, he's being Makar Bakabim Mizbeach. So, mitzad that, he's Vadei a Kohen. But then you would think that now we're not going to be Mitame also, so we're not going to let him become Tame to this man. So there's a Rov that he's his father, and Alts Kohen, Alts serving on the Mizbeach. So he's an absolute Kohen. There's no question that he's a Kohen. And even on the tzad that he's a mamzer, we don't care. Because we still consider him a Kohen. Why do we still consider him that he's a Kohen? Because all Kohanim are only mitzad chazaka. So now we've established, stage one is that we've established that he's an absolute Kohen. Because that's what a Kohen is. A Kohen is only a Kohen of Chazaka. So since he's a Kohen, and this is his father, he's allowed to become Tamei to him. But since the whole heter of Krovim is a Chiddush, if it wouldn't have said Aviv, I would have said that we need a Vadei Karov, and not a Karov that's Al Pi Rov. In other words, to establish him as a Kohen, that's not a Chiddush. That's the Pashat Halacha in the Torah. But the Torah is Mosif, that there's a din of Kohen, and this Kohen is not allowed to become Tamei to his, is allowed to become Tamei to his Krovin. It's a special heter, it's a special chiddush in the Torah that he's allowed to become Tamei to his Krovin. So you're going to say that this chiddush doesn't apply when it's a Karov only Al Pi Rov. So if it wouldn't have said Aviv, you would have said that you need a Vade Karov and not a Mukhar Al Pi Rov, and he's now allowed to become Tamei to his father Alts Chazaka. So Alts Tuma, he's definitely not allowed to become Tamei. Alts Kohen, he's definitely a Kohen. The only thing is, you have a question, is this really his relative? So it could be when the Torah is Mechadish Tumas relatives, it's not talking about a Tuma that was Al Pi Rov. The Rov just tells us that he's a Kohen. And the Rov just tells us that he's not allowed to become Tame. And that's now an absolute. That's completely, and that's Meyusad Al Pi Rov. There are no questions. Then you have a new din, that he's not allowed to become Tame to relatives. So you're going to say, only those, this din can apply not to a son of a Kohen. It can apply to his mother, to his sister. So you're going to say, okay, let's only apply it where it's a Vadai. Because in these dinim of being tummy to your relatives, you don't have to resort to the rov. So say that the dinim of relatives, it's a chiddush, it's out of the ordinary. So say it applies only to other relatives. It doesn't apply to one's father. So you're right, the whole din is miustal rov, that he's his father, but maybe there the chiddush of relatives doesn't apply. So you're right, it's a strong rov. The whole din is miustal, the whole din of being a father is miustal al pi rov, but maybe in the chiddush din of Tumas Kohanim, it doesn't apply to a father. So that's what the Rashba means. We'll read it again. The Tumas Kohanim Shiny. Tumas Kohanim is different. Since the Torah was machayev them to become tamei to those krovim that were written in the parasha, l'chsiv loyitama mitzvah, it says loyitama to mitzvah to become tamei to these krovim. All we have is the chiddush, and therefore, what if the chiddush? We're going to make it as narrow as possible. Only as parents who you know for sure, you're allowed to become tamei to. Aviv chazaka lo, but not an aviv chazaka, not an imo chazaka, and therefore your av chazaka and imo chazaka are going to be suffic, and you're not going to become tamei to them because it says vada, you're not suffic. Umeyata kevelin in a kuna b'koin vada machzakin lay alts koin. He's a vaday. For yom and a makel finach agav mizbech with makel al gavim mizbech alts koin. But lo na tamei osa lovi. You're not going to let him become tamei to his father. Rafilu ba tamei and shomin lo. And even if he wants to, you're not going to listen to him. Alavi vimo you doing. Only if you absolutely know that it's his. Only if you actually know absolutely that it's his father. But if you don't know, and you don't know by father, so therefore you think father knows. So therefore comes the pasuk and says, La'aviv, to tell you that even in the chiddush of Krovim, he's allowed to become tamei to his father. So that concludes this shir, the third segment, on the topic of Dinei Rov Ba'akum. We should all be zochem. It's Hashem. Lo modu l'hamid lishma v'lasis. The kaim is called divrei sama torah subi ahava. Main bi'amein. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friend.